Joe Biden admits he wants more orderly flow of further border migrants. By Neil Monroe on March 10, 2024. President Joe Biden said he wants a more orderly flow of southern migrants into workplaces and jobs around the nation because they're the reason our economy is growing. The statement helps to explain why Biden is not using his White House powers to stop the northward flow of poor economic migrants through Central America and Mexico, despite escalating opposition from ordinary Americans in an election year. So far, Biden has pulled in at least 7 million southern migrants to stimulate the consumer economy as low-wage workers, apartment-sharing renters, and government-funded consumers. He has also pushed up the inflow of legal immigrants and visa workers for blue-collar and white-collar jobs. Overall, his inflow has imported roughly one migrant for every American born during his three-year tenure. Related, Texas DPS sabotages big human trafficking operation. This economic policy has grown the number of jobs and the size of the economy, but has also suppressed Americans' wages, inflated their housing and food costs, and reduced the pressure on investors to buy wage-boosting, labor-saving machines for their U.S. workplaces. The inflow of foreign workers also allows U.S. employers to ignore at least 5 million men who have fallen out of the workforce, often via drugs and criminal records. Jonathan Capehart, a very liberal commentator at MSNBC, asked Biden why he described the alleged killer of Georgia nursing student Lakin Riley as an illegal migrant. "I'm not going to treat any of these migrant people with disrespect," Biden told Capehart. "Look, they built the country, they're the reason our economy is growing. We have to control the border and ensure a more orderly flow." Biden's administration has many factions, but two of the most important are Wall Street investors and ideological progressives. The investors gain when the federal government extracts workers, consumers, and renters from poor countries, such as Cuba, Senegal, Brazil, India, or Mexico. The migrants grow the economy as they flood into coastal states, push up housing prices, and desperately seek jobs they need to pay off their smuggling debts and aid their separated families back home. The investor lobby appears to be led by West Coast investors, mostly from Silicon Valley, led by Mark Zuckerberg, whose money played a major role in helping Biden in the 2016 election. The investors use a DC advocacy group, 4.us, to fund an army of pro-migration groups, migration lawyers, PR experts, and DC influencers. The breadth of investors who founded and funded Forward.us was hidden from casual visitors to the group's website in early 2021. But copies exist at the other sites. Related, GOP candidate takes border security into own hands, Kate Monroe adds razor wire to infamous San Judas break. Progressives gain from their investor alliance because the inflow of job-seeking migrants allows them to celebrate the weakening of U.S. borders. It also expands their ability to push for a stronger, centralized government over an increasingly diverse, divided, poor, chaotic, unsafe, and unequal society. Since about 2012, the investor class has used its cash to persuade the party's progressives to endorse mass illegal migration, even though it separates myriad families, kills thousands of migrants, and shifts wealth from workers to investors. Prior Democratic politicians, as well as GOP politicians, downplayed their closed-door support for migration and publicly urged stronger border controls. In Biden's administration, his border chief, Alejandro Mayorkas, is the leader of the More Migration Orderly Alliance. On February 2, the New York Times posted Mayorkas' recurring demand for a high migration economy. "Wouldn't it be more orderly, and wouldn't it be responsible governance to be able to deliver a lawful pathway to fill what we have, which is a labor need, and cut the exploitative smugglers out and give individuals a path to arrive lawfully, safely, in an orderly way, to perform labor that we need? They can send remittances home. They can return home when their work is done. Isn't that an element of a workable immigration system?" But the Cuba-born Mayorkas is firstly a pro-migration zealot who claims that accepting migrants is a core mission of the United States. Mayorkas has repeatedly explained that he supports more migration because of his migrant parents, his sympathy for migrants, his support for equity between Americans and foreigners, his willingness to put his priorities above the law. So he is eager to claim that U.S. business needs migrants, regardless of the cost to ordinary Americans. The impact on U.S. children, or Americans' rational opposition. Since 2021, he has created a series of legally contested legal pathways for migrants to flow into jobs and homes through the United States. Related, Gorka, Biden's open border is the greatest threat to the U.S. The dominance of the investor class over progressives is spotlighted by Greg Sargent, a progressive writer who is now arguing that Biden should double down on migration. Sargent wrote on March 8, "They could say that immigrants are driving our economic boom, that they have helped tackle inflation, and that they have helped make the U.S. post-pandemic economy one of the Western world's success stories." Biden could say plainly that another Trump presidency, by dramatically slashing legal immigration and unleashing mass deportations that tear up local communities and economies, would kill that golden goose that has delivered for us so spectacularly. Trump and Republicans rejected the prospect of a more secure border in the Senate leadership's February border bill because the means of achieving it wouldn't sufficiently slash orderly and legal immigration, he added. This economic policy of extraction migration, orderly or not, imposes vast damage on normal Americans, poor migrants, and their poor home countries, such as Haiti. A new report from the Congressional Budget Office reinforces the vast evidence that the federal policy of extraction migration shifts family wages and workplace investment toward Wall Street, real estate, coastal states, and government. The economic policy is very unpopular, in part, because it also diverts politicians' focus away from American communities and the deaths of despair among discarded Americans.